the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next half hour as we bring you some beautiful Christian music and continue with our series of messages on Bible prophecy as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now, if you're just tuning in for the first time, I can tell you that we just started this series last week, and it will go on into June. So try to tune in each and every day, Monday through Friday. But right now, just before the message, we're going to hear an old song that's so true. Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Enjoy the music, and then Dr. Green.
Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw that hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Undertaker, 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 please drive slow. For that body you are hauling, Lord, I hate to see her go. I will follow close beside her, hold my hand up and be brave. For I could not bear the sorrow when they laid her in the grave. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Get your Bible, turn to Genesis 49. We'll continue our study, Bible prophecy, after I pray. Lead us, our Heavenly Father, as we open thy word to study today. Speak to my heart, dear Lord God, sincerely, sincerely, O God, I pray, from my heart. Speak to my heart and speak through these lips of clay. Words of soberness and truth, words that will convict men of sin, convict men of righteousness, and convict men of judgment. And may this be the day that someone will be born into God's family. We ask it in Jesus' name, and for his sake, amen. We are studying Bible prophecy. I made the statement several days ago, if I cannot get you to see and believe the prophecies of the Bible that have been literally fulfilled, then I need not hope for you to believe the prophecies concerning current events and the days that lie just ahead of us, the space program, the wars, the earthquakes, the coming of Jesus, the coming of Antichrist, the Great Tribulation, the Millennium, the War of Armageddon, the War of Gog and Magog, and so on, and so on, and so on. if I cannot get you to see that every detail of prophecy up to this moment has been literally fulfilled, then I can't get you to believe that the prophecies will be literally fulfilled. But if now, and let me say since, the prophecies having to do with the things that have occurred before, let us, in the words of Isaiah, remember the former things, and then look forward to the things that lie ahead, knowing that the same God is on the throne today that was on the throne when the former things were fulfilled as prophesied. I made the statement that God has said everything that God needs to say. God doesn't need to say another word, not another word. Now, the last 3 days, I've discussed with you the virgin birth of the Son of God. That is, the virgin birth. And then yesterday, God revealed to Abraham that the seed that would bless all families of the earth would come through the lineage of David, of Abraham, and then, of course, David, as we'll see today. Now, God revealed to Adam that the seed of the woman, the seed of the woman, not the seed of the man, not the seed of man and woman, but the seed of the woman would bruise the devil's head. And God sent Gabriel to reveal and make known to the Virgin Mary that the Holy Ghost would come upon her, the power of the Almighty would overshadow her, and she would bring forth God's Son and name him Jesus, or as Matthew tells us, Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God revealed to Adam the seed of the woman. God revealed to Abraham that the nation Israel would be the nation through which the Savior, the Messiah, would come. Genesis 12:3, Acts 3:25, Galatians 3, verses 9 down through chapter 4 and verse 7. And that's what we studied yesterday. Now to Jacob, God made another revelation. Step by step, I'm showing you that everything that happened to Jesus Christ from the minute he was prophesied until the day he said, "It is finished," everything that the Old Testament said about him happened, every iota of Bible prophecy happened exactly to the letter as it was prophesied. Now to Jacob, God made known that he would be, that is, his tribe, Jesus, the tribe through which Jesus would be born. God revealed to Jacob that he would come through the tribe of Judah. In Genesis 49 and verse 10, I read, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah." Now, what people do we know today that hail from Judah? Who do we know today that are of the tribe of Judah? You know the answer, the Jews, the Jews. Now listen, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh." And that's Jesus. That is one of the, in other words, Jesus only has one name. "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name," N-A-M-E, not N-A-M-E-S, but N-A-M-E, singular, "his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace," Shiloh. We could just keep on going. Now this is part of his name, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Wonderful, Alpha, Omega, Lily of the Valley, Rose of Sharon, Bright and Morning Star, Shiloh. "Now the scepter shall not depart from Judah," the tribe of Judah, "until," watch it now, "nor the lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh," and that's Christ, "come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." The gathering of the people be. Now we read in Acts chapter 15, when they held the mighty council in Jerusalem, and they held the council to discuss circumcision, because some of the Jews were preaching that it was imperative that the Gentiles be circumcised after the law of Moses, or they could not be saved, and they had the council. Then when they finished discussing circumcision, Simeon declared, James stood up and said, Simeon declared that God did at first visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name, and to this agree all the words of the prophets, as it is written, after this I will return and build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and build again the ruins thereof, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and so on and so on. Known unto God are all his ways from the beginning of the world. Now listen, beloved. Listen and let me, I get wrapped up in these messages and I forget to come down to this present day, to this present hour, to this present moment and try to help those who need help today. Let me say this to you. Listen to me very carefully. Don't you fret about anything. Don't fret about anything. Be concerned. Pray. Meditate, but don't fret. Don't get upset. You say, I am so afraid that since the Chinese have the hydrogen bomb, I am so afraid that they're going to blow us off the map and destroy the world and destroy man. Listen, don't you fret. Don't you fret. You just remember that this earth is a giant ship. And God Almighty is the captain. Now, don't forget that. And Jesus Christ is his pilot. And don't you forget that not one single solitary thing has happened or is going on now or will happen without God Almighty's permission. Now, don't you forget that. I believe that our nation right now is a nation of destiny. I believe God is trying to say something to the United States, and I believe that through the leaders of our country, God is going to do something great. Now, I don't mean that we're going to have a utopia. I don't mean that we're going to bring in the millennium. Don't misunderstand me. But I believe there is going to be a drastic change. And I believe God is saying something to the world through the United States. And one of these days, of course, all nations will reject all warnings of God, and then it is that Jesus removes the church. The anti or the false Messiah will come on the scene and will offer world peace, and for 3.5 years he'll produce world peace, and then the whole world will be bathed in blood. But now let me say this to you. I said I get wrapped up in these messages, and I get my mind on these scriptures, and I forget to bring these messages down to this present moment. We are living in gigantic, stupendous, perilous times such as has never been. The whole world could be plunged into a bloody atomic hydrogen guided missile war. I know that. But don't you ever forget that the same God that took care of Paul, you remember in Acts chapter 22 and chapter 23, Paul stood before a mob, and the Bible says if the chief captain had not sent the soldiers down to get Paul, they would have torn him to pieces. They would have pulled his arms off and his legs off, and they would have mutilated his body and killed him. But you see, God sent down to get him, and they took Paul away from the mob and carried him up in the castle. And then there were more than 40 men that made a vow that they'd kill him and they wouldn't eat or drink until they killed him. But they forgot to ask Paul's God about it. They forgot to consult Paul's God. And so the word came to Paul, and Paul told the chief captain, and the chief captain told the head of the council, and the chief captain provided 500 soldiers to see to it that Paul was transferred from Jerusalem to Caesarea safely, and God took care of him. Now let me say this to you. The same God that took care of Daniel in the lion's den, The same God that took care of the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. The same God that brought Peter out of jail when he was handcuffed to two soldiers. The same God that provided 500 soldiers to see to it that the Apostle Paul was safely delivered out of Jerusalem. The same God still sits on the throne, and he has his eye and his hand on America. And he's watching every move you make. Now, I'm giving this because I feel strangely impressed that somebody is despondent and discouraged, and you are depressed and you're worried. And maybe your son is away training for war, or maybe he's in the war. Maybe, I don't know, but whatever it is, just remember that God Almighty is the all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, almighty, and remember that nothing happens without God's permission. God permits. Now, there is the will of God, and there is the permissive will of God, and not all things that God permits are things that God would have as they are, but God allows them. But you can remember the words of the Apostle Paul, "If God be for us, who can be against us? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." Now, let me say this, and then I'll show you another present-day application. God said to Adam, the seed of the woman, all right? Gabriel said, "Mary, you'll be the mother of God's son." Mary said, "How can that be? I'm not married. I know not a man. How can I be the mother of God's son?" Gabriel said, "God will take care of that." And God did. All right, that's Adam. Now, Abraham, God said the seed, the seed that'll bruise the devil's head will come through Israel. But how can that happen? Because Israel rebelled against God. They were idolaters on occasions, and they broke every law that God gave them. But listen, God always preserved a remnant. Now, God says, "Jacob, I want to tell you something. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. The tribe of Judah will produce Shiloh. The tribe of Judah will bring forth the Messiah, the Savior." Now listen to the words of Jesus. One day he was traveling, and he was tired, and he was weary, and he was thirsty and hungry, and he sat down on Jacob's well, and he told the disciples to go into the village and buy food. This is in John chapter 4. And while the disciples were gone into the city to buy food, a Samaritan woman came to draw water. Now, the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. They hated Samaritans, and they did not communicate with Samaritans. Bible antiquity tells us that the Jews prayed every morning that Jehovah would deliver them from seeing the face of a Samaritan. That's how deep the hatred was. Now, when the Samaritan woman came to the well, she saw Jesus. She knew that Jesus was a Jew. And he was, from the standpoint of the flesh. He was born of the Jews. He was born king of the Jews, if you please. And so she knew that he was a Jew. And Jesus said, "Give me a drink." And she said, "I don't understand it. The Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Jesus said, "If you knew who I am, if you knew who it is asking you, you'd ask me, and I'd give you living water." Now, in the course of the conversation, she asked for that living water. And then Jesus told her to get her husband. She said, "I have no husband." He said, "You told the truth. You've had five. You now have a man that's not your husband." And then she said, "The fathers worshipped in this mountain, but the Jews say Jerusalem. Now, where do you say is the right place to worship?" Now, that was the devil's scheme to change the subject and to get her mind off salvation. But Jesus didn't allow that. He said, "You don't know what you're talking about." In John 4:21, Jesus saith unto her, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what." We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Now, beloved, 17 centuries, if you'll notice in your Bible, in the book of Genesis chapter 49, these words were pinned down. God spoke to Moses about 1700 years B.C., before the birth of Christ. And God said to Moses, "I want you to write, and I want you to tell them that the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh, that is Jesus, come. All right, Jesus shall come through Judah. Now then, 17 centuries later, Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, you're asking me which place to worship. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't even know what you're worshiping. Salvation is of the Jews. Salvation is of the Jews. Now, you like it or not, I can't help what you like or what you don't like. I cannot and I will not and I refuse to leave anything out of the Bible to please any man. Doesn't make any difference to me, white or black, red or yellow, Jew or Gentile, Protestant or Catholic. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't make any difference to me, Baptist or Methodist, Pentecostal or Mormon, Jehovah's Witness or Spiritualist. I cannot, I will not, I refuse to bypass or detour around Scripture to please people. Now, I've lost a few supporters in the past years, and I'll lose some more if I live, and I may lose a few on the statement that I'm making today, but I can't help that. God didn't call me to get supporters. God called me to preach the gospel. And if I preach the gospel, God will support me. And if I don't preach the gospel, then God is not going to support me. And God shouldn't and God will not. So I must be true to the word. You like it or not, our Savior was a Jew. You like it or not, our Savior was born after the flesh through the tribe of Judah. And salvation is of the Jews. Now, the Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first. And I want you to know when Jesus Christ came into this world, he said to those 12 apostles, he said, you go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel and do not go to the Gentiles. He said, you take this bread to the children. You preach to the Jews. You present it first to the Jews. And the gospel of salvation, the message of the Messiah, the message of the gospel was presented first to the Jews. They rejected their Messiah. They asked for Barabbas. And when Stephen, after the day of Pentecost, when Stephen reminded them what they had done and he gave to them a second chance, they had many chances. They rejected Stephen, and they stoned him, and Paul consented to his death, and they laid their coats. But you can't deny, if you do, you deny the Bible. Salvation is of the Jews. Salvation came through the tribe of Judah. Salvation came through the seed of Abraham. And tomorrow we'll see that salvation came through the seed of David. Now, the thing that I want to ask you today before I leave the radio and my time is running out for the message. I want to ask you, do you know the Savior? Have you been born again? Are you washed in the blood? And if you're not, I beg you in Jesus' name, give your heart to Jesus this moment, because it may be too late. 15 seconds from now may be too late. Father, honor the word, the precious name of Jesus, the shed blood of Jesus, and save every precious soul that's under conviction. We ask it in his precious name, and for Jesus' sake we pray. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green joining you again as we bring today's program to a close. And I do have just a couple of moments left, and I do want to remind you about our gift offer E. This is the third and final week for this offer. I will not mention it again after this week. Of course, you may still order it for several weeks to come. We will certainly honor your orders. But if you cannot order today or tomorrow, I urge you to write down the information so that you can remember how to order. Now, we get orders sometimes for one of our gift offers a month or 2 months later, and we are happy that those people remembered what they were wanting and ordered the offer. So you can certainly do that, but I do urge you to do it right away so you don't forget. Now, gift offer E contains two great items, a series of messages by Dr. Green, recently preached on our Saturday series of messages on Saturday. The other item is a book of sermons by my dad, and I know you'll enjoy reading those and learning from these messages. And both of these are in gift offer E, and it's available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $25 or more. Please send more if you can. Your donations are needed each and every day. So if you can send $30, $50, $100, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, I urge you to do so. But if you can send a donation of at least $25 and ask for offer E, I'm going to send you first the book entitled Gospel Hour Sermons, 132-page-long hardback book containing seven messages, such as supposition, surprises, and surety. Whosoever, whatsoever, but not whensoever. As you can see, these messages all have three words in the title. Also, desire, decision, and disaster. Then we have the series of messages, the who, what, and why of salvation, preached on the radio recently, 17 messages in all on 6 CDs. We've put them in a very nice holder to keep them safe and clean for you. So to get both of these items, just ask for gift offer E and send your gift of at least $25. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.